Today on Gardening in a Minute, winterizing your lawn. As temperatures begin to cool in the fall, you might be tempted to apply fertilizer products to your lawn, but timing is important. The last recommended time to fertilize your lawn in North Florida is in September. In Central Florida, October is the latest. A high potassium fertilizer would be best for this time of year. Fertilizing too late could cause the grass to be growing when cold weather comes, making it more cold sensitive. If you missed your fall application, there's no need to worry. As growth begins in the spring, just apply an appropriate fertilizer for your lawn type, and your turf will respond with fresh growth and vigor. In some parts of South Florida, it's warm enough that your grass may grow and need fertilizer year-round. For more information about lawn care and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, landscaping for wildlife. We're lucky in Florida to have incredibly diverse wildlife, but natural habitats are diminishing. Homeowners can help by creating a welcoming environment for our wild friends. Wildlife need food, water, cover, and space. Add trees and plants that bear fruit and seed in your landscape. Plant flowers for butterflies, birds, and bees. Native plants can be a good source of food for animals and insects. If you don't have a natural water source, consider building a small pond or adding a bird bath. Research what kinds of birds nest in your area and purchase or build them a home. Protect your wildlife visitors by limiting pesticide use and using the least toxic products available. Keep your cat indoors as they are natural hunters, even if they are fed. For more information on attracting wildlife and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pesticide safety. Pesticides can be useful for managing or repelling pests like insects, fungi, and weeds, but some are potent chemicals and should be handled carefully. Before applying pesticides, remove toys from the area and cover or move pet food and water dishes. Always consult the pesticide label and follow the instructions found there. Pay special attention to whether you need to wear protective gear like long pants, long-sleeve shirts, safety goggles, a respirator mask, or waterproof or chemical-resistant gloves. Change out of your clothes immediately after handling pesticides and wash them separately from the normal family laundry. Pesticides should be stored in their original containers and always out of the reach of children. By using caution and common sense when handling pesticides, you'll help keep everyone safe. For more information about pesticides and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, decorating your own containers. Garden centers sell plenty of beautiful pots for container gardening, but they may not always have what you want. Why not get the look you want by decorating your own containers? Transform a boring plastic pot into a bold, colorful one using a few coats of spray paint. Be sure to use a paint or primer that's designed for plastics. Add color to a clay pot by decorating it with a broken tile mosaic. Just keep in mind that a mosaic will make the pot heavier. If you prefer the look of old terracotta pots, you can try these two tricks. Rubbing a new pot with wood stain will give it an antique look, and coating a pot with yogurt gives it an earthy patina. For more information about container gardening and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Florida honey. Honey is a natural sweetener made by bees and enjoyed by humans as far back as the ancient Egyptians. In Florida, we're lucky to have many kinds of honey, and there's something for every palate. The color and flavor of honey can vary widely, depending on what flower the bees use for their nectar source. Orange blossom honey is light-colored and mild, with a fresh scent and a light citrus taste. Tupelo honey is produced only in the Florida panhandle and is heavy and sweet. Mango honey and palmetto honey come from South Florida, as do lesser-known types like sea grape and mangrove. Try a different variety of unique Florida honey next time you stop at a roadside stand or surf the internet. For more information about Florida honey and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.